team that runs through all of the states, and there are four major states with primaries: North Carolina, West Virginia, Ohio, and Indiana. And the theme that you see from virtually every Republican candidate is how much they love Donald Trump.
Mm-hmm.
The fact is, they're all competing for the mantle of who loves Trump more. In Indiana, one of the Senate candidates has nominated Trump for the Nobel Peace Prize. Another is walking around the state holding a cutout of Donald Trump. There are a lot of MAGA, M-A-G-A, Make America Great Again hats at all of these rallies. So whatever might be true of Donald Trump in the larger picture, he is still enormously popular among primary voters. And every Republican candidate in every one of those states senses that, sees that. And in fact, anybody who's even slightly less enthusiastic or can be tainted with being from Washington, several of the candidates running, for instance, the Senate nomination in Indiana, are sitting congressmen. They're getting attacked because they're swamp brothers. They're part of the Washington establishment. So that's the dominant theme that we've seen so far, Paul.
Steve, do you think this is going to be good for Democrats in a way in that, you're not going to have a lot of Republicans out there distancing themselves from the president, it looks like, and so Democrats can make hay with that, I think.
Well, I think there are two ways in which this could help the Democrats. One, of course, is that while Donald Trump's, the Democrats got to be a little concerned about this, Donald Trump's popularity continues to inch upward. And so he's now average over 40, where he had been in the high 30s through most of the first year. The economy, the economic news is very good. Unemployment down to 3.9. So running as a Trumpian, it's still going to energize a lot of Democratic voters, and that's their big hope, that Trump among Democrats is still seen as such a terrible president. But the fact is that Trump's base is probably more enthusiastic than ever, but the Democrats can certainly run against Trump and any candidate who embraces Trump, and they're definitely fixing to do that.
I mean, a midterm election is always a referendum on the current president, I think.
Sure.
More so this year than ever.
Well, that's right. And that's one of the reasons why history shows, Paul, that an incumbent president almost always loses seats, his party loses seats in the first election after he wins. Partly because you pick up scars, you make promises you can't quite keep. Partly because in any presidential year, and Trump certainly did this in a number of states, including your own state of Michigan, pulled out a lot of voters who are marginal voters and might not vote in the off-year elections. The single biggest difference is who votes in an off-year election. And the fact is that some of those Trumpians, people who were swept in by the emotions and the enthusiasm of the Trump campaign, likely to sit home. That's a very common pattern, and that's why Bill Clinton got clobbered in his first off-year election. Barack Obama did, and people forget Ronald Reagan. As popular as he was, Republicans lost 26 seats in 1982. So, that does tend to happen. Certainly, everybody who's running in the Republican primaries for now can't wait to embrace this president.
Be interesting to see how it all shakes out tomorrow. Steve, we appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
Sure, Paul.
Take care. Bye now.